Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. Last month's unit focused on signs of God's covenants. This month, the focus will be called into covenant with God. The first lesson in this unit is entitled God's Covenant with Abram. Abram was a man who lived in a place called Ur. It is located in present-day Iraq. He and his family were heathen idol worshippers, but God called Abram and told him to leave his father, kindred, and people and follow him to an unspecified place. He, in turn, would make of him a great nation, make his name great, and cause all nations to be blessed through him. And this call and response of Abram by God began the redemption of mankind. God used the faithfulness of this one man to later bring into existence the nation of Israel. And through Israel, he would later send Jesus Christ. The lesson focused today is about God's reassurance to Abram that all he said to him would be fulfilled. But at the time of this lesson, Abram still didn't have any children of his own, and he was getting up in age. But God wanted him to know that a servant would not be his heir, but a son from his own blood and body would be his heir. Furthermore, the number of his descendants would be too many to count, and he would give them the land Abram had followed God to and was now in. The Bible tells us that Abram believed what God said concerning him, and that belief was credited to Abram by God as righteousness. Today, we who believe God the same as Abram are called the children or seed of Abram. Abram, whose name was later changed to Abraham, is referred to as the father of faith. All of us who would be followers of Jesus Christ are a type of present-day Abram in that we believe God, and God will count or credit our belief as righteousness. Because of God's covenant with Abram, we are receiving the blessing God promised would be to all people and nations. You can get a deeper understanding of this lesson by reading the daily Sunday School scriptures found in your Sunday School book and on our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of God's call into covenant. So until then, grace and peace.